Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're doing something a little different. We're looking at a really specific, very current source, a construction update for Wishram School. And the date on this is July 26, 2025. So really fresh. And our mission here is, you know, to take this quite technical report, pull out the key progress points, figure out what these construction bits actually mean, and see the bigger picture, see how this school's learning environment is, well, transforming.
Yeah, and what's great is this comes straight from the superintendent, Ty Churchwell. Mm-hmm. So it's not some summary. It's the real deal. It gives us this incredibly detailed view. You know, we can see exactly how things are moving forward step by step. It's not just about pipes and wires. It's tangible progress towards a modern campus.
Definitely. The update itself talks about exciting progress and this transformation taking shape inside and out. So let's dig into that. Can you sort of unpack the construction highlights this week for us?
Absolutely. So first up, they're installing exterior ductwork. This is pretty significant.
Okay, ductwork. Why is that such a big deal?
Well, this ductwork connects up to the new rooftop units, the heat exchanger, and the fresh air handler. Basically, it's like the school's new respiratory system. It's all about providing fresh, clean air and keeping the temperature, you know, regulated. Huge impact on air quality, comfort, focus for the students.
Right. Makes sense. Better air, better learning. What else?
Kitchen upgrades. They've started putting in the new walk-in refrigerator and freezer.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
Bigger, better food stores.
Exactly. It's a big step for their meal service. Probably means more capacity, maybe fresher options for the kids. You can imagine that's a welcome change.
I bet. Okay, what about inside the building itself?
Inside, they're working on the ceilings, the T-grid framework. You know, that metal grid that holds the ceiling tiles?
Yeah, I know what you mean.
That's about 75% complete now for the new lower ceilings. So that's moving along nicely. It's a big visual step towards finished rooms.
75%, okay. And core systems, HVAC?
Yep. Still ongoing. They're continuing to install ductwork inside, plus the hot and chilled water piping. This is all, you know, fundamental stuff for locking down the main HVAC system. Climate control, efficiency.
Yeah.
It's crucial.
Got it. So air, food, ceilings, core pipes. Anything else this week?
One more thing mentioned is site preparation. The landscape and fencing contractor was on site. They identified two main things. Needing permanent fencing around all the new equipment. That's for safety, security, obviously.
Makes sense.
And also needing new sod to basically repair the long areas that got disturbed during all the work. So think about the outside look, too.
Okay, that's quite a lot happening just now. But the update also mentions things already finished, calls them reminders. What do these existing pieces tell us?
Right, those are the anchors, sort of. They show the foundation that all this current work is building on.
Like the chiller.
Exactly. The chiller unit's already placed on the north side. That's a huge piece of the cooling system, right?
Yep.
So having that major component in place means the backbone is there.
Okay, what else is already set?
The propane tank. A big one, 2,000 gallons, installed on the east side. That points to a significant reliable energy source for the school, likely for heating or maybe backup power.
So energy source sorted.
Yep. And another big one, maybe less visible now, is that all the old PTAC units have been removed.
PTACs, those are the individual room air conditioner things, often noisy.
That's them. Package terminal air conditioners. Usually less efficient, kind of clunky. So getting rid of all of them, patching up the walls, that signals a huge shift. They've completed a major demo phase and are fully committed to this new centralized modern HVAC system. It's a marker of progress.
Ah, so clearing the old makes way for the efficient new.
Precisely. All these details, the chiller, the tank, removing the PTACs, the new ductwork, they all point towards that goal. A modernized, much more efficient campus. It's about making the day-to-day experience better, more comfortable, healthier, just, you know, a better place for students and staff to be. It helps them succeed.
It really does sound like a comprehensive upgrade. Now, thinking about timing, the update mentions Apollo, the contractor, is aiming to get heavy construction done by August 7th. That feels really soon. We're talking end of July now. Is that realistic?
It's definitely ambitious. Hitting a target like August 7th for heavy construction completion means everything needs to go just right. You need tight coordination, materials arriving on time, no major weather issues. It's a sprint.
So potential bottlenecks are things like supplies, weather.
Yeah, those are the usual suspects in projects like this. But the fact they're sharing that target date shows, I think, a lot of confidence and intense effort from everyone involved. Apollo, the district, they're pushing hard. They're clearly focused on getting things wrapped up before the school year really kicks into gear again after summer. It's that final stretch feeling.
Looking back at this week alone, the ductwork, the freezer, the ceilings, the site prep, how does so much happen so fast on a complex project like this?
Well, it really boils down to coordination and communication. When you have the contractor, the school district, all the subcontractors working closely, sharing information daily, that's when you see this kind of momentum.
Yeah.
And you need that shared vision. Everyone knows the goal. These aren't just separate tasks. They're all interconnected parts of creating something better for the community. Like the superintendent said, they're building something special together. These technical details, they add up to that.
That's a great way to put it. And it connects nicely to that final thought in the superintendent's message. He writes, "The children are the key to our success," with capital letters on ARU and our R. So thinking about everything we just discussed, the better air, the improved kitchen, the modern systems, what does it really mean for the physical building itself to embody that belief that the school's success and the children's success are tied to these very concrete steel and pipe upgrades? Something for you, the listener, to think about.